Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, welcome back. This is Brandon McGinley from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette filling in this late morning for Marty Griffin. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. And, you know, I want to pick up on what Marty and I were just talking about before the news there. You know, so many of the issues that are kind of most talked about in the city, whether we're talking about the Stowe Rocks uniform question, we're talking about PPS closures, we're talking about behavior downtown and making sure our public spaces remain safe and clean and places where people want to be. So much of it comes down to the relationship between the adults in our community and the kids. And, you know, to be honest, it's particularly frustrating in Pittsburgh for us to have so much anxiety about the behavior and the issues with kids, because as you may or may not know, the city of Pittsburgh itself actually has one of the lowest proportions of young people of any city its size in America. And by young people, I mean 18 and under. We have a really significant number of 18 to 22-year-olds because of Pitt and CMU and everybody else. We have more than we could ever need in terms of young adults. But in terms of in terms of children with families who are living within the city of Pittsburgh, there is one of the smallest numbers in America. The only one smaller, last I checked, was San Francisco. So this is a city that is supposed to be and is, in terms of its culture, its history, one of the most family-friendly cities in America. It's affordable. We have these great neighborhoods. And even if the neighborhood parks could use a little sprucing up, and some of them could use a little more than sprucing up, there are amenities for families spread around the city. And yet the city struggles to retain young families. Now, the obvious reason for this, the elephant in the room, is PPS, is Pittsburgh Public Schools. And I'll get to that. We'll get to PPS. We'll talk about the school closure plan. We'll talk about how it took way too long to get to this point. And we'll talk about how, despite years of planning, this school closure plan, the whole purpose of which from the very beginning was to save money for a district that was financially struggling, isn't actually going to save very much money, because there were so many concessions throughout the process that left us with a plan that is closing schools without saving much money. We'll get to all of that. But I want to make a bigger point right now. so many of the problems, and this isn't just a Pittsburgh thing, so many of the problems that we come across are because adults, parents in particular, but adults generally, struggle to actually be adults. In order for kids to be kids, to enjoy their childhoods, to have structure in their lives, to grow up in a way that makes them ready to become adults, they need adults who are acting like adults. That means adults who are making hard decisions on their behalf and for their good. That means things like making politically hard decisions to close schools, even though it may, in the short run, make things more difficult for some students. In the long run, the existence of Pittsburgh public schools depends on right-sizing. There's no way in any reasonable future within the next generation that the schools that are empty or emptying are going to be full again. And if it happens in a generation, I'd be stunned. You have to make hard decisions on behalf of kids to create the systems where they can thrive. And not just in the here and now, but in the future, because the leaders of the school districts, whether we're talking Stowe Rocks or PPS, or for that matter, any of the way too many school districts there are in Allegheny County and beyond, you need to also think about the students who are yet to come, the students who are going to inherit the decisions that you make right now. Or, in the case of PPS, will there even be a district that is financially solvent to inherit at all? This is the thing with whether we're talking downtown or let's focus on the Stowe Rocks one, though. Let's focus on the Stowe Rocks one. You have a district that is among the most academically, financially struggling in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Discipline as well. There is, as Marty said, and I already knew, there's good evidence that uniforms help in all of these areas. They remove a distraction. They ensure that students, they talk about, oh, students want to express themselves. Well, that's exactly the problem. When everybody is constantly expressing themselves and nobody is focusing on the teacher, when everybody is constantly expressing themselves and one-upping each other in terms of the brands that they wear, in terms of the fashions that they wear, that's a distraction from what you're there for. You're not there to express yourself. Sorry, kids. You don't go to school to express yourself. You go to school to learn. You go to school to not just learn reading, writing, arithmetic. You go to school to learn how to become a better version of yourself. You go to school to learn about the values and virtues that you need to grow up and be a functional adult. And that means learning how to interact with others, learning how to interact with adults who should be acting like adults, and not lowering themselves to please you. What lesson are we as adults, especially adults in positions of authority in schools in particular, what lesson are we sending to our kids and to the kids who we are responsible for when we aren't willing to say no to them, when we aren't willing to make and enforce rules, when we aren't willing to say, this thing that I'm doing for you that's hard for you to accept is for your own good? What we're doing is we're raising up young people who aren't ready to become adults themselves. And the cycle continues all over again. As long as adults aren't willing to be adults, it's hard for kids to be kids, and it is absolute. And it's hard for kids to not just to grow up to functional adults, it's hard for kids to be kids themselves because they're constantly looking over their shoulders. They're constantly distracted by each other. They're constantly bickering and fighting. That's not the childhood they want. To build the kind of childhood that kids actually want, you need adults who are willing to take the sacrifices, to make the hard choices, to build those structures for the kids.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. Brandon McGinley filling in this segment, or these several segments, for Marty Griffin. I'll be in till 2 o'clock. I am a columnist and wear a few other hats at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Glad to be with you this evening. Or this, I usually fill in the evening. I'm going to say that several times between now and 2 o'clock. But no, before the break, we were talking about how important it is. Like, if Pittsburgh's going to be a city that is truly welcoming to kids and families, it needs to be a city where adults are willing to make and enforce the rules that make it the kind of place where families want to be, and who make hard decisions. And so this brings us to what is the biggest thing that is, you know, I think the biggest thing of a large number of things that's holding the city back, which is a school system that is simply not working for the city and for families. This, you know, Pittsburgh Public Schools is the primary reason that Pittsburgh has one of the smallest proportions of under 18 residents anywhere in America for a city its size. And I think that, you know, we talk a lot about the finances of the district, and that's a serious issue. There are many, many, many things to talk about. But ultimately, it comes down to the culture of the governance of the district. Okay? This is not an institution. It is an institution, a public institution, with a budget that is on par with the city of Pittsburgh's. It is a massive, massive bureaucracy, massive, massive budget. It is responsible for millions and millions and millions of dollars in state money, in addition to Pittsburgh City and Mount Oliver taxpayer dollars. And yet, it is run as if it is a, you know, kind of small time operation. There's the lack, and when I say there's a lack of professionalism, every time I talk about PPS, I always am you know, eager to say that Dr. Wayne Walters, the superintendent, took on what I think is the most difficult job in Pittsburgh when he became superintendent a few years ago. It is the job in Pittsburgh I would like least. He inherited a system and a culture that is frankly not serious. It's not serious about its fiduciary responsibilities to save money. It's not serious about, this is something the city controller Rachel Heisler has talked about. It's not serious about basics like procurement in a way that could save taxpayers hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. It's a institutional culture that is based almost entirely on doing things the way they've always been done. And the fact that it's not working doesn't seem to concern anybody. And when I would say not working, not just in terms of money for taxpayers, but in terms of outcome for the students you're supposed to be caring for. There will not be a substantial change in the fortunes of the city of Pittsburgh until PPS is reformed. And despite the best efforts of Dr. Walters, despite the efforts of some members of the board who pushed this school consolidation plan, there is no obvious sign of substantial change in the way the district operates in terms of its institutional administrative culture. This is why I think that the number one thing that Corey O'Connor can do for Pittsburgh is lead the charge in Harrisburg by whipping members of the state house and senate who represent Pittsburgh to go to Harrisburg and say to Governor Shapiro, say to legislative leaders, and we have many legislative leaders right here, including Senate Minority Leader Jay Acosta, go to Harrisburg and say, we need the state to step in here. The state can step in two crucial ways. The state can oversee the finances of the district, and more importantly, the state can pass a law that would change the way governance works at PPS. The City of Philadelphia School District is run by a board of appointed directors, school directors, who are appointed by the mayor of Philadelphia and approved by city council. Is this an ideal system? No. There are obvious issues with potential cronyism and so on with this kind of system. That being said, PPS's governance, run by 9 elected school directors from 9 rinky-dink districts who are completely beholden to a small number of activist voters who basically control these very small-scale Democratic primaries and off-year elections, the incentives are simply not there to make hard choices. The incentives are not there to do what needs to be done. The incentives are not there to make decisions with the long-term good of the district in mind, because you're constantly thinking about your next election. You're constantly thinking about not upsetting a small core of activists and voters who are going to determine your fate. This district is too important to the city and the region to be left to that kind of governance. I believe very strongly that some kind of reform of the governance is needed. It could be full appointment of school directors. It could be that the mayor appoints a certain number or a majority of the board. It could be that we ditch the 9 districts and have them elected citywide, or partially elected citywide and partially appointed. But the 9 districts with these tiny little races where 1,000 people in a city of 300,000 can determine a school director race for people who are responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars a year and thousands of students, the future of Pittsburgh, this is not working. The best thing Corey O'Connor can do is talk about adults making hard decisions, make the hard choice to take the political risk to go to Harrisburg to get this done. We'll be back after the news we'll talk more about PPS, and I want to talk about county council and what's facing Allegheny County, including reassessments. I know. now.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
All righty, folks. Brandon McGinley filling in for Marty during from now until about 2 o'clock. I'll be with you. I am a columnist at the Post Gazette and love being here with you today. You know, every time I talk to people about this region that has so many natural resources, institutional resources, the thing that but a region that is, you know, constantly falling behind economically, it's kind of peer cities. The thing that comes up almost every single time, to the point where it's almost a cliche, is leadership. There's been some turnover in leadership in the region recently. There's more to come. I think that this has largely been to the good, but there's still a hesitation, it seems to me. And I don't know, some of this is institutional to organizations like PPS. Some of it has to do just with the overall political culture of the region. A hesitation to make hard choices, a hesitation to take risky choices, politically risky choices. And it's just, it's of all of the things that are holding the region back, I think that's it. You know, during the break, Trevin and I were talking about you know, how do you even know? I mean, Trevin, what was the question you asked me about PPS?
What I was asking is, as a layman and just sitting here listening, I'm thinking, who does the ultimate responsibility fall on?
Yeah.
Like, who's, I hear you talking about the council, I hear you talking about Pittsburgh Public Schools, I hear you talking about the superintendent, but all in all, to get things done, and you have school buildings closing, I get that.
Yeah.
But there's a reason. But Brandon, if you can break it down, and I know you're not an expert on that topic, but who ultimately is responsible?
Yeah, well, some of this is, if not by design, it is partially intentional to make it difficult to know who to blame. Because if the public doesn't have an obvious scapegoat, then nobody gets in trouble. But structurally, I mean, let's focus on PPS. Structurally, everybody answers to the board. Structurally, everybody answers the board. Dr. Wayne Walters, superintendent, he answers to the board. But the board is made up of 9 basically laymen who are not paid to do this exceptionally important thing. You have 9 unpaid, basically political volunteers.
People who care.
People who care, yes. People who care, people who are typically novices at politics, novices at certainly very few school board members. I would be stunned if there had ever been a school board member in the city of Pittsburgh who had been responsible for $100 million budget at any time in his or her life. Suddenly, the buck stops with you for one of the biggest urban bureaucracies in the state. And so I think ultimately, this is why I always talk about governance with PPS. We have a system that is massively complicated, massively important, with, to the public, unclear lines of authority, but that structurally, in terms of the law, the final say-so is falls to the board. And a board, again, that is structurally not, my view, and I think the evidence of reality bears this out, a board that is structurally not designed or capable of administering such a complicated system. And whether that means, you know, Pittsburgh City Council, which operates a similar size budget, those are full-time jobs. They get paid $80,000-ish a year, and those are full-time gigs. Do I think we need to do that with the school board? I don't actually think that's the ideal solution, and you run into more state law issues with that because it's supposed to be a volunteer job. But again, when these volunteer school board jobs were conceived in state law, they weren't thinking about $700 million budgets. They weren't thinking about, like, I'm getting frustrated because this is so much of this comes down to the way Pennsylvania is organized and the way Pennsylvania has organized its municipalities, its counties, its school districts. They are just not structurally suited to the responsibilities they have.
And that's awesome. And I understand your frustration, but just think of this, Brandon.
Yeah.
If you're getting frustrated, and I'm not going to say everybody who's listening may be ignorant to what's going on, but you have a more educated view on what's going on and you're still frustrated. So just think about the common person who doesn't understand anything that you're talking about.
No, this is one of the many reasons, but one of the primary reasons why people generally, people who are just trying to make ends meet, who are trying to pay their bills, who, as I like to say, who are just trying to, they're at any given moment, if when they go to Aldi to get their food, they're thinking, they're picking out the best bananas. Like they're living their lives. They're not on the radio prattling on like me. They don't write in public like I do. this is why everyday people have come to so distrust the institutions that are so important to structure our lives, because we don't know how they work. We don't know who's in charge of them, or to the extent we do, we only know in a very superficial way who's in charge. So you can say, oh, it's Dr. Walters at PPS. Well, Dr. Walters actually answers to the board. But the board often is a rubber stamp, because the board is 9 volunteers who don't necessarily have the time or, frankly, the know-how to go through a multi-$100 million budget, a several $100 million budget. The whole thing, I don't want to play this game where we're nostalgic for a time that probably never was, but I think it's pretty clear that systems attracted and our political and civic systems used to attract and to inculcate in leaders a much stronger sense of responsibility and of and frankly of know-how to be able to actually manage these systems. I'm not saying that they were ever perfectly run, but I think it's pretty clear at this point that the people's distrust of these systems, while it only further undermines those systems, is that distrust is not unwarranted. You got it? Yeah.
So like, I got it.
And so I'm here, if you're watching me on the video, I'm kind of like wiping my brow. I'm so frustrated. But so ultimately what you need, and what a complicated system like a school district or a city or a region, massively complicated system. This is why I've long believed, and not to sound like I'm itching for a dictatorship or something, but ultimately when you think of, what are the names you associate with leadership in Pittsburgh through the ages? Okay. It's David Lawrence. It's Richard Calegari. I mean, to some degree, Tom Murphy. You're thinking about your Tom Foresters and so on. These are complicated people who, not everything they did was brilliant, but they organized the thing. And they, everybody knew where the buck stopped. All righty, Brandon McGinley filling in for Marty Griffin here on KDKA Radio. I'm a columnist at the Post-Gazette. And tonight's the big night. After over 2 years of wrangling, PPS Leaders Board is going to finally vote again on a school closure plan. The fact that the school board president, Gene Walker, is still sending out letters trying to convince people to vote for it is a little bit nerve-wracking. It has to get done. It has to get done. The status quo is untenable. Now, whether this is the best possible plan that they could have come up with, hey, I don't know. It's all super complicated. I know that there's so many concessions throughout the process that the financials of the plan aren't really saving all that much money. But still, the board needs to prove that it can make hard decisions, and the status quo is just untenable. I got Matt and Collier talking about PPS. Hey, Matt. We have Matt? Is Matt? We have lost Matt. Okay. Guess what? There's somebody else who wants to talk about the same thing. So let me grab Ted, Mount Washington. Nope.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. We got Ted. There's Ted. Okay, great.
Okay. There you go.
Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, real quick, I think the biggest issue is, why is the district declining?
Yeah.
No one wants to answer that question. Because I'll guarantee you, 2 years from now, you'll be cutting again.
So,
and I think, you know, we need to really come to grips. This is a declining area, a declining city, and a declining county.
Yeah.
That's just flat out.
Yeah. You know, Ted, several years ago when the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh was going through the process of closing a whole bunch of parishes, I was briefly on a committee at my parish where we were kind of getting the inside scoop on that. And one of the things that they said, and this was now like 10 or 15 years ago when this process was getting started, they said, after we do this plan where we're going to close all these parishes and merge every parish with at least one more, it's going to be this massive culling of these religious institutions, their estimate was that it would last 25 years before they had to do it again. So, hey, Ted, I hear you. I mean, there are structural problems underneath this, but if you don't resolve the issue of the institution of the school district, you're never going to get to the point where you can get that growth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not going to have growth. Okay, look, here's the reality of it. And I, you know, born and raised in Pittsburgh, but yeah. Pittsburghers are hard-headed. Two things. Okay, you're going to have to do, my opinion, what New York do, what New York did with Bloomberg. You're going to have the mayor take over, appoint a chancellor, get rid of bureaucracy, and you're also going to have to merge districts.
Yes.
The biggest thing that, God rest his soul, the late Jim Roddy said, and he's right on the money, and you've seen it even with Allegheny County, is that these little boroughs are going to have to merge. Okay? Now, if I live in Mount Washington, I'll say, hell no. I don't want to be a metropolitan.
Yeah.
You right? Or if I live in Wilkinsburg, which is devastated, you got no choice to survive but to merge.
Yeah.
That is coming. It's going to be hard and fast. We're not a growing city anymore. We want to play and pretend that we are this great city and we're the great region. We're not. You look out of colleges every single year, what happens to those kids? They go somewhere else.
Yeah.
They don't stay here. They don't buy houses.
No.
Allegheny County, it's another thing that's in trouble. It can't even fund its own pension. Okay.
Yeah. The Allegheny County pension situation is like, it's like one of those like earthquake faults that's beneath the surface, and
yes,
you can feel the tremors, but it hasn't quite gone yet. That one's coming. That one is absolutely coming.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I'm just saying that we have to accept the reality. We're not getting the jobs, and we're not getting the people. People are leaving. And
well, I think you're right about the technical term is the municipal or governmental fragmentation. The 130 municipalities in Allegheny County, the 42 or so school districts that have a piece of Allegheny County. This is designed for a totally different era. It's designed for an era when the city had 600,000 people in it. It's designed for these little places. They popped up in response to job centers along the rivers and so on. All of these structures that caused our governmental systems, they're all gone. And yet we have these legacy systems. No, I mean, I agree. I don't think that at the end of the day, it's hard for me to envision. Like, I think we could improve PPS. I think we can get it on a firmer footing. I think it, with some hard decisions, some maybe pretty brutal surgery, I think you can get it on a financial footing where it doesn't need state intervention. But in the long run, none of this is sustainable unless you are thinking seriously and actually doing the consolidation of the school districts and some of the municipalities. These systems, they can't handle themselves. Hey, Ted, I'm up against a break, but thanks for your call, man. This is the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about, but there are too many governments, too many officials, too many school districts, too much bureaucracy, too much everything. And I know everyone loves their little fiefdom, but we're going to have to get rid of them if we're going to ever get to the point where we can compete with other cities again. So we'll head to some news. We'll be back after this.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.